Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2020 Reese's Senior. You mingle with all these scouts and coaches.
Well, it's been good. It's been a lot for sure just to kind of understand the process and be here. But, I mean, it's a blessing to be here, and I'm happy that I was awarded this opportunity.
It is. It's a prestigious honor to anybody in your line of business that wants to go play in a National Football League. This is about as good as it gets. I mean, when you get the – I mean, sometimes they just say, hey, Tony, you made it. Sometimes the coaches make a special thing after practice. I mean, how did you find out? And, obviously, what was the reaction? I'm sure it was joyous, though.
Well, yeah, so they just came to me and said, Troy, you made the Senior Bowl, and, you did enough to, wow some people. So, I mean, that's what it was all about. Now it's just about taking this opportunity and expanding upon that to, make it to the National Football League. But this is our first, test in that.
Growing up, were you always a little bit better than everybody else?
I wouldn't necessarily say better. I worked as hard as I can with the natural abilities that I had. Okay. So when you mix talent with hard work, I mean, there's a lot of good things that come from that. And that's just what it was.
Nice, nice. So kind of take us through, high school, what all the positions did you play, and how did you start coming to what we see you do now?
Goodness. High school, I played receiver, some running back, some corner, kick return, punt return, gunner, kickoff team, field goal block. So I basically didn't like to come off the field in high school, but came to college, just focusing on corner, tried to hone in my skills there, and now I'm here playing corner.
I'm playing corner. I was just talking with Jim Nagy. He puts this whole thing together, and he said, I said, who are you excited about? He says, he really loves this defensive back class that we got here. He says, he's really excited about you guys. And I think you're the third defensive back I talked to. You guys have such terrific size, man.
Absolutely.
I mean, you guys are big. I mean, kind of take, I mean, what, third and eight, what's it like going against you?
I mean, third and eight, I mean, you're going to see some press, man. You're going to see a guy that it's going to be difficult to run by. So, I mean, I'm technically sound, and I'm going to do my best to work within the scheme of the defense to make a play. I'm always looking for that next play to be made. And with that, it's always good to get competition and to, have wins and losses. So, and I'm looking to win as much as I can.
Are you chatty out there?
At times. I mean,
you have to be.
Yeah, if you get up there with me, we can go. But the fact of the matter is, I'm always just ready to compete. I mean, next play, focus, and I'm just cool. So I can be cool, calm, and collected. I can talk to you if you want to.
I tell you what, man. I mean, just talking to you for a few minutes, because I talked to some weekends out. You're pretty no nonsense, man.
I'm pretty cool. Like I said, keep it together. Everything's cool.
But if it's go time, it's
go time. Yeah, if it's go time, it's go time. It's gonna be go time here soon. So get ready for that.
Yeah, it's gonna be go time. Coaches, these scouts, they're gonna pop off the tape. I mean, what are they gonna love about you? What's gonna, what are those hallmark abilities, I guess, of the DB position that they're gonna fall in love with that you have?
So,
my bad.
You're good. But what they're gonna see is they're gonna see an athlete that, like I said, with talent and with hard work, I've kind of honed my skills to be one of the best. I'm gonna continue to prove that. I'm gonna continue to compete. I'm a competitor, and I'm a humble worker. So, what's gonna happen is you're gonna see a lot of those attributes and traits on display each and every practice, each and every rep. Each other play, so.
Anything go unnoticed?
Listen, everything will be noticed this week. So if anything's unnoticed, you'll find out. I'm positive.
So you're coming out here to make a statement.
For sure. That's what I came here to do.
Hey, this might be a good omen for you. I remember last time. I've been down here every year for years. But I remember when we had D. Ford on the show. He played for the 49ers.
Yeah.
First round pick for the Chiefs. Chiefs. And then he went. I mean, he had that same tenacity. When I talked to him prior to practices, he kind of reminded me of you. So
absolutely.
Hopefully you follow. all that think, Troy. You're gonna make
Well, you know, Deej had a pretty big cursing episode on the interview, so hopefully I don't follow that suit. But regardless of that, no, I want that same tenacity. I want that same competitive nature. Yeah.
Awesome. Huh?
You get comparisons? Anybody that next level? They're like, hey, you, get, you know, this guy reminds you of you.
Well, I watch a few guys' tape. I you know, I identify my skill set and with some other guys got. Trey Waynes is a guy that I've seen and watched and kind of tried to use that same kind of length and size and speed together to play a cornerback at an elite level, and he's done that. He's a first rounder from Minnesota, so you know, continuing to just be the best me possible. You know, I'm always going to be true pride, though, regardless of that.
Awesome, man. Well, before we let you go, we had to have some fun. We call it three and out. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
Three and out. Let's do it.
All right. Coach Kelly, does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and what they do in front of him?
Great impersonation of Coach Kelly. Everybody has their own, but I don't think anybody's doing it in front of him.
Okay. That's fair enough. How about this one? Take us inside that Fighting Irish locker room. Could be you or a teammate. Who has the most bizarre nickname? How'd they get it?
Oh, wow. Let me see. The most bizarre nickname. I think mine is probably bizarre because it's weird. Like, so a lot of the guys on the team call me Twos. And it was an inside joke from that we created prior to us entering Notre Dame. We had a group chat, and I said some things, and I was labeled Twos from there on out. So I'm sure that's probably one of the most interesting.
Cool. And we had Chris Fink on down at the Shrine game.
Yeah.
He calls himself the Slippery Fox.
See, that's another one. Yeah, that's another one.
And you're two. So we're see people listening to the show starting to get the nicknames of the Fighting Irish. And then
sure.
The final one, we tally up all the names. Our last show, right before the draft, we found out which female celebrity got the most invites. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to lunch?
Well, I got a girlfriend, so I can't be taking any females out to lunch. And I would hope that you tag her so that she heard me say that, because I'm not taking nobody out to lunch but her.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm not going to get in trouble on the airwaves today.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, well, take care of business this week. That fair enough? Once again, Troy Pride.
Yes, sir.
That Troy Pride here on the CQP.
This has been a C2P exclusive.